Hello, everyone. Welcome to Sorry in Advance. I am your host, Delaney Dewey. And this week, it's going to be a little bit different. This is going to be more of like a bonus episode in a way, because this week's guest is the one and only Delaney Dewey. Oh my gosh. Hi. Hello. How are you? I'm great. How are you? Wow. What a pleasure to be here. I'm going to stop now because I could do that forever. But basically, my thought process with this episode specifically is, to me, talking and like doing this stuff is like a therapy. I was watching another podcast earlier and they were saying how, like, on the podcast, like, that was his therapy, but also going back through and editing it and listening to everything, that was like a form of the therapy, like listening to yourself and being able to reflect. And plus, actual therapy, way too expensive. I am broke, so I can't be doing that. But I don't know, I have a lot to talk about and no one to talk about it with. I do. I'm not trying to be a pity case here, but sometimes it's just nice to talk to people who I don't know and just get all my thoughts out there. Oh my gosh, where do I even begin? So I first got this idea to do just like a solo episode I'm really gonna try and like put myself on blast here. So it was probably a month ago. I could look up and find the receipts for it. And how it started is after class one night or something, I was going around running errands, like getting my groceries, whatnot. Oh, I guess it wasn't even that long ago. It was literally March 5th when I had this idea. So earlier this month, we'll say that, was doing this, and I wanted to talk. I wanted to say stuff out loud and listen to myself. So I recorded like voice memos on my phone, and that's where this gets really funny, because in those voice memos, I was basically just bitching about people driving in Lincoln. Like, there were a lot of people that were like cutting me off and just being so rude that night. I was over it. So I just needed to yell it into my phone. And I won't play those voice memos right now because I don't know what's on them. And I don't really want to listen to them because what? Oh my gosh. It might have just been a few days after that. Literally that Friday on my way to work, I got into a car accident, like a literal car accident. My car is totaled. I literally just heard this the other day. It is gone. It is donezo. May Debbie rest in peace. I will miss her. I was so proud. I was so proud of that car. Cause yeah, it was old. The heater didn't work. It had a broken, like, my windshield was cracked. It was going to hell, but I bought it by myself. I was proud. I bought it outright. And I was so proud of that. Like, I didn't have payments on it or anything. It was mine and I owned it. And I was so goddamn proud. And now it's gone. Now, thankfully, with the insurance, I'm getting back enough money. Like, the money I paid for the car is what I'm getting back from insurance, minus like $20. But I've had that car for like 3 years now. And oh my God, all of the issues I had with that car, disgusting. Every winter, the battery would fail. And again, I'm a college kid. I'm too broke to buy a new battery. And when the time rolled around where I was like, okay, yeah, I'll get a new battery, it was the spring summer again. And I'm like, battery works fine now. Not gonna use it. Not gonna waste that money. I have other stuff I need to buy right now. But I don't know. I really did love that car. I have a lot of great memories in it. It was really sad cleaning it out because I still had a lot of stuff in there that was mom's. Like, this is gonna sound so weird, but some checks that she had written I had in there, or like pre-wrote out, whatever you want to say, a grocery list that she had. And I'm literally reaching for it right now because I now have it on like my little coffee side table. But it's just a grocery list that she had written out. But I'm literally obsessed with my mom's handwriting. I have it tattooed on me. And yeah, this was when she wrote this when nearing the end of her life. I can tell because of the handwriting. It's really shaky. But I don't know, just like a lot of that stuff in there. There was a bouncy ball in that car. I say was, like, it got trashed. I got all the stuff out of it, so like it's not bad. But I'm saying was is like it was in that car, and it's now in my apartment because I don't have a car. I'll get into that later. I had a rubber ball, and that was a thing between my mom and Aunt Darla. How when mom was in the hospital in Lincoln, I want to talk about that too. Don't let me forget how she was just like doing so bad one day, and then the next day she was fine, which, hindsight, wasn't quite a good sign, like, now that I'm looking back on it, because, like, yeah, she was doing really bad this day, and then the next day she was great and fine and got discharged and whatnot, but then, like, a month later she was back in the hospital dying. So, I digress. I've come to terms. I'm okay, I promise. again, this is therapy for me. So like I had a bouncy ball in my car and mom had a little, I don't know what the word is right now. Like a little charm thingy dealy bob that hangs off of the rear mirror thing. And it was cowboy boots and there were like two other charms on it, like a horseshoe and I think like a cowboy hat that I got her when I was off somewhere doing something. And the little charm deal whatever thing, it broke. But I still had the cowboy boots, like the main thing of it, like that was in my car. So it was just like a lot of this unwanted trauma, I guess, these memories that I had totally forgot about, got brought back up. So that was not really fun to deal with. I had the worst mental breakdown, like honestly kind of my life. Well, that's a bit much, but it was really, really bad. It was the Monday after I hit that car. So it was like the 10th or 11th or something. I still hadn't heard back from the insurance agency as to whether or not like I was liable for the accident. I'm not, by the way. It was all the other driver's fault. I hadn't heard back from them. I didn't have a car. And yeah, it was spring break, but it was not how I wanted to spend my spring break. That's, nobody wants to spend their spring break like that. Nobody. And that's how I was dealing with mine. And there was a lot of stuff that I had to do and like, I needed a car for it. Again, I'm not trying to make this like a pity party on me. This is an update. I don't have friends out here. I don't have friends that are like in my area and I can just be like, hey, I need a ride. Can I please get a car ride? Probably my best friend out here, she lives 40 miles south of town and she's great. And I know I can ask her for anything. She did end up, we ended up running errands together on Monday. It was so fun, but it was just, it's not fun. And now I have to buy a car within the next like day and a half because I do have a rental car. I'm driving a rental car right now because obviously my car was totaled. It was in the shop. Super duper fun. So like I have that rental car right now, but I have to return it in a day and a half and I have to buy a car by then. And I'm kind of freaking out about it. So I don't know. It's a mess. I'm ready to forget about it. I can't believe it's already almost been 2 weeks. Like tomorrow would be 2 weeks. I'm currently recording this on Thursday, like the 21st. But oh my gosh, it's been so much. And before I jump into my other stories, I want to backtrack a little bit. I quit my job. So exciting. I'm so happy. Oh my gosh. I know you heard some of the horror stories like with Avery on here and Kaylee. So much shit. It's despicable. I really want to name drop. I won't. Maybe in a few weeks, if I get Kaylee on again, we'll name drop. We'll tell all. But just the managers were shit. I loved my coworkers, all of them but one. And she was like kind of technically a manager. So she's in the manager category. Hated them so, so much. So I quit. I have a new job. I'm working at a jewelry store in the mall. I love it so much. I already feel so comfortable there. I've been telling all my coworkers, my managers, everybody that I work with up there, how much more comfortable I feel working there in just like a short amount of time compared to what I did at my previous job here. It's really ridiculous. Like the first, second day there. Halfway through my first day, I was already like, oh, I love this. I'm so comfortable here. And I love it so much. I really hope I get to just thrive there. That's my plan. So that was super fun. That happened. Also, during spring break, Ellie got engaged. I got to plan it. I was so happy. It was great. She did ruin it though. I'm going to have her and Aaron, her fiance, on sometime soon. And we can really just talk about it. But I've been in full wedding planner mode. I have apps and folders and everything on my phone just for the wedding. I've been calling at least one different type of like vendor or something every single day for the past few days. I love it so much. Here's the plan, y'all. There's a lot that I say I want to do. When I remember growing up, I was like, I don't know what I want to do with my life. And this is sixth grade Delaney also. Just, I don't know what I want to do with my life. I would always say, because at the time I was really gung-ho on being a nurse. I was like, I'm going to go to nursing school. I'm going to go to like beauty school and I'm gonna go to culinary school. That was my big three in life. I was gonna do all of those things. Only one of them I'm still kind of holding on to, and that's beauty cosmetology. I want to get my nail tech license. I've talked about this before. I think it would be really iconic of me to get my nail tech license and have a podcast like with the person whose nails I'm doing. Of course it'd be like someone I'm close with. I've done it before, I'll do it again. And just I'd call it like the You're Welcome, kind of like the sequel of Sorry in Advance. I think that'd be so iconic. But the plan is, I'm going to be a professional wedding planner. Ellie and I are going to go into business together. We already have different like people we're going to hire, and it's going to be so iconic. So her fiance, Aaron, he's going to do the catering. Oh, I need to get back into that. With my wedding planner business, what makes me special is I'm going to be the DJ and the caterer, because I can cook. I can cook like no one's business, and I will brag about that till I die. So Aaron's going to be like the head chef, kind of. And by that, I mean he's going to be grilling hot dogs on an open fire, like barbecue pit style. It's going to be iconic. Going to be great. I'm so excited. And Ellie and I are just going to handle like everything else. Of course, it's all like kind of a joke, but also I would kind of want to be a wedding planner. I've really been loving this. Just talking to people and being like, okay, this is what I need to have happen. Make it happen. I love that. And apparently it's not that expensive to do it either. I did research. You don't even need a license to do it in Nebraska. And even if I move to Kansas, which I'll get more into that later too, I think I could do it. I realistically think I could get away with it. It would be so much fun. I love planning things. I love organizing. I'm going to become a feral shell human being when I get to do with the like table where everyone's sitting. I'm so excited to do that. I have visions. I have ideas. The wedding's like 19 months away. I have a countdown. I have a countdown. But oh my goodness, I am pumped up and ready. But I also know it's going to fly by super fast because she's getting married fall 2025. That is when I'm supposed to graduate from UNL. So it's a little scary to think about. Because when I was having my mental breakdown, I will dive more into that. Because it was a lot. And I really just need to talk about that. Need to get that out in the open. I was absolutely sobbing. Oh my gosh, I didn't even finish that story. I started it. Holy cow. So it was the Monday. Hadn't heard back from anyone or anything insurance-wise about the accident. I didn't know if they were going to call it my fault. I didn't know if I was going to get a rental car. I didn't know if my car was going to be totaled. I didn't know a thing. And I like being in control. I like knowing stuff. I like planning. Hence the wedding planner. But I didn't know. And I lost it. Absolutely lost my mind. It was disgusting. I was just sobbing. I can't do this. Like, I cannot do it anymore. I regretted moving to Lincoln. I regretted leaving anywhere. I hated it. I wanted to drop out and move back home. I was really not having a good time. It's one of those things with the universe. I woke up the next morning to a phone call from my insurance company saying that they're going to get me a car. I wasn't liable, all that stuff. I went 109 days without crying. The last time I cried was on Thanksgiving because I was so just heartbroken and pissed off and upset that I couldn't be home for Thanksgiving. Another reason why I quit my old job, I couldn't go home for Thanksgiving. The store is closed on Thanksgiving, but it was open on Black Friday and I had to work at 4 a.m. So it wasn't make sense for me to drive 4 hours home Wednesday night and then the day of Thanksgiving, drive back 4 hours and then wake up at 4 a.m. Not even at 4 a.m, wake up at 3 a.m. It was a whole thing. So ever since that, I've been really gung-ho about making it home for all the holidays. Like, yes, I know only a holiday and a half has happened since then. So like Christmas, I had to go home. Another reason I'm surprised I didn't cry within the 109 days, just like, I don't know, depression, all that fun stuff. But on Christmas Day, I was literally stranded in Hastings, Nebraska. I was stranded in a hotel room. I didn't have any like food. I had the little like Christmas candies and some Christmas meal leftovers. That's it. That's all I had. And it was just, I didn't cry though. I did not cry. I don't know if it's because my depression was cured or if I was just so numb to everything. One or the other. Not in between though. So I didn't cry on that day. And then finally the other day I just lost it. That 109 days after Thanksgiving, I just absolutely lost my mind. I'm better now. I'm much better. I've quite literally been telling myself over and over and over again for the past almost 2 weeks, everything happens for a reason. Everything happens the exact way that it's supposed to. So that's what's been getting me through. But that's literally it. I need to calm down, relax, and remind myself not everything is in my control and I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be at this exact moment. That's just what I need to keep telling myself. Oh, mom being in Lincoln is really crazy because the hospital that she was in is just a few miles from where I live, and I kind of drive by it now when I'm either going to Ellie's house or going to my new job. And it's just really weird because I'm driving down these streets and I remember driving down them with Darla, and it's just, it's so, so weird and surreal being like, oh, you know, almost, it's been almost 5 years now. I was down here and I didn't know I'd be living just right over here. It's so crazy to think. Said I'd bring it back to Kansas. I think when I graduate college, I want to move to Hayes just to be closer to family and everything. Like, I know people there, I'm comfortable there, and most importantly, I know people there. I don't really have people out here. Like, I have Ellie when she's home, I have her mom, she's here. Other than that, like, I don't really have a lot of people. So I just think it'll be really nice to just kind of be back closer to home. And it won't be a 4-hour drive home, it'd be like a 2-hour drive home, which, ugh, I need that. Because, I don't know, growing up, or not even honestly growing up, it was more of that time period, like my last 2 years of high school, throughout COVID, first year of college, I kept saying, I'm going to get out of here. I'm never going to live like in this area again. But I think about my future and I think I want to be back there. I miss sitting on my porch and not having to worry about like all these different crazy, insane neighbors. I miss hearing birds in the morning and being able to look up at the sky and actually see the stars. I don't know, I just kind of miss it being empty. In a good way, though. I've also joked that I'm going to buy Darla's house, start working again at KF&F, and open up like a nail salon in the basement, which I think it'd be so iconic of me to do that, really. Bring something to Herndon. But I don't know, I'm ready to be home. I am. I'm at that age. I'm literally 21. Like, I'm still a child, but I'm at that age where I'm done with school. I am mentally checked out. I've been so close to dropping out. It's not even funny anymore. Like, I know it's an option. I know it's an option. I know I can do it. But I am so goddamn stubborn. I have to get my degree. And I know that if I want to get anywhere in life, I need at least a bachelor's degree. And just, oh my gosh, it's so stressful. It is so disgustingly stressful. I've been so mentally checked out of it. And that's why I haven't done a podcast in so long, and I'm sorry. But I haven't had the time to sit down and record or even sit down and edit. Because editing takes longer than recording. Especially with me being the little perfectionist I am. I know my episodes aren't perfect, but that's because I listen through like the entire episode twice, and I'll start listening through it again like a third or a fourth time, and I'm like, I can't do this. I need to go to bed, because normally I don't finish editing my episodes. This is on me. This is just me being a procrastinator. I post every Wednesday at 5:30 in the morning, okay? I say every Wednesday. It has not been every Wednesday this semester, but I post Wednesdays 5:30 in the morning. I would normally get done with my editing at like 2 in the morning. And at that point, I'm stuck between the, oh my gosh, I need to go to sleep. I have work, I have class, blah, blah, blah. I need to go to sleep now. I really need to fix my sleep schedule. That's been bad too. I'll come back. Just torn between that. Gotta go to sleep. Why don't I just stay up the extra 3 hours and just post it myself, not have it scheduled anymore. That's one Marvel movie right there. 1.5. I could do it. I don't know. It's been a mess. And my sleep schedule, oh my gosh. It's been so bad. So bad. Been going to bed on a bad night, it's 4 in the morning. On a good night, it's like 1, 2 a.m. 2 a.m. on a good night. How disgusting is that of me? Wake up like 9, 10 a.m. Which, I normally work nights, so it's not bad. But there have been multiple times I've slept through my quote-unquote morning class, which is literally at 12:30 in the afternoon. It's at noon 30, and I've slept through it. I've only done it like twice, but still. That's disgusting. I need to do better. And I kind of just want to do the thing where I stay up all night. Just, you know, stay up for like 30 hours or whatever. Go to sleep then. But I know that's not good for me either. I need to be better. I need to be a better human being. I've been seeing all these videos of like my old apartment and everything, and I'm not trying to say I'm a disgusting pig person, but I kind of can be. Like, I remember my first apartment being spotless. It was, I would vacuum twice a day, every single day, constantly doing dishes, constantly cleaning. And now here, like, again, I'm not saying I'm disgusting. I'm really not. Haven't vacuumed in a week. Like, there's currently a empty can of Coke sitting right next to me. I'm really exposing myself over here, but I said I was going to do it. So I don't know. I feel like I need to be a better person, but I don't know if it's because I'm just so like mentally checked out with school and everything that I have zero energy when I come home to do literally anything, or if it's because I'm depressed. I don't know, but I remember being horribly depressed in that first apartment. I was in school in that first apartment. So what's the difference? Am I just not happy out here? I feel happy most of the time, I think. I have my moments. I can't really honestly say with full confidence right now that I've been happy the whole time I've been out here. I can't, especially not with these last 2 weeks. It's awful. And I can't cry. Literally 109 days I went without crying. And I haven't cried since. Which, yeah, it's only been like a week. But still, I feel like I'm at the point where I should be just crying myself to sleep every night. What's wrong with me? Even when I got into the accident like that Friday, I didn't cry. I was laughing the whole time. But that's honestly just my personality, I think. Just a lot of adrenaline going and laughing. I was making jokes with the cops. I think there were two cops there, an older guy and a younger guy. Cannot remember their names for the life of me. I could probably find them, but I don't really want to. The older one, he looked like he would have a daughter about my age. So he was really like sympathetic with me and everything. And my car had to get towed, obviously. So the tow guy came and he was like, oh, I need your key. So I had my keys. I was like fumbling, trying to get it off, and I just could not do it. So the cop did it for me, which that was really sweet. I was thinking about that a lot today. And I don't know, they were just being really nice to me. And it was on like kind of a busy street. I was in a turning lane and there's a perpendicular like street entrance exit to this little shopping mall area, not even a half a mile away from my house, might I add. Super pissed about that. And the woman just ran into me, totally obliterated my front passenger tire. Like, let me see if I can find the report. Because I went in earlier today and grabbed like my title and just like my license plates, those little things. So like my radiator, something got messed up with that. The axle was broken. And of course, just like a lot of body damage and everything. The guy told me that the total was like over $7,000, which I barely paid $7,000 for the car. So definitely totaled. Boo-hoo, but hopefully I'm going to be getting a new car this weekend. Thank God Ellie's mom is going to come with me to buy it, because I don't know anything about cars. I don't know anything about anything. I just say things with enough confidence that people believe me. That's how I've gotten through in life. And I mean, it's gotten me 21 years. I can go another 21 with it. Oh my gosh. I had an existential crisis the other night talking to Ellie about the wedding. Again, it's going to happen in 19 months. In fall of 2025, we were talking. I came to the realization I could very easily be engaged by then. I could be with my soulmate by then. Huh? Had an absolute existential crisis over that. And to make matters worse, Kaylee, I was telling her about it, and she was like, think about 5 years from now. We could be married. We could have kids. We could have families. Huh? Ma'am, you do not need to tell me this stuff when I'm already having an existential crisis. 5 years ago around this time, I was excited to get my driver's license. 5 years from right now, who knows where the hell I'll be? Who knows? Disgusting. I really can't even. Like, oh my God, I just can't even right now. Holy cow. But seriously, I was going through it. Not in a crying type of way, just like a, oh, what's my life? What is life? What is the meaning of anything? So that was super fun. Also with Kaylee, her and I, we went out on St. Patrick's Day. I was expecting to have like a really fun night. I was like, okay, there's a lot of bars in Lincoln. There's going to be a lot of people out. No. Nobody was out. It was horrendous. First bar we went to, there were a few people. That is like my bar. The owner knows me. She doesn't, like, her and I know each other well. It's great. She knows my order. It's because I get the same exact thing every single time, because I'm just that basic. Went there, a few people, had drinks, had a Guinness. I did that mostly. So, COVID. We're taking it back, rewinding a little bit. During COVID, I fell back into my One Direction obsession. It was really, really, really bad. It first started off with Harry Styles slightly pre-COVID, like kind of December, right when he released Fine Line. Got into Harry Styles. So obsessed with Harry Styles became obsession with One Direction again, which became an obsession with Niall Horan, our Irish queen. I was fully convinced I was going to marry Niall Horan. I was fully convinced. Nobody could have told me anything different. I had it in my head that I was going to be like in Ireland and somewhere in a pub drinking a beer and he was going to come up. People are going to be fangirling all around him. He would sit next to me because I'm the only one acting normal. This is my strategy here. I'm helping everyone out. This is how you get celebrities to love you. I was going to act all cool and all normal. And he was going to sit by me because I was going to be the only normal person. He'd be like, oh my gosh, you're not freaking out, like in his head. You're not freaking out. I need to sit by this girl. She's really pretty too. And I was just going to look over and be like, hello. Nothing else. Not give him the time of fucking day. Ignore him pretty much until he ultimately falls in love with my mysterious ass. And of course, while I was at the pub, I was going to be drinking Guinness. I don't like beer, so I don't know why I had it in my head that I was going to like Guinness. It's literally just because I was that obsessed with Niall Horan. Still am, not going to lie. So tried Guinness. Oh, no, I can't. First one or two sips, maybe. I think I could chug it, get away with it. But no, I can't sip. It's not a sipper. I can't sip it. Mm-mm. No, thank you. But I tried it. I tried it for Niall. And I'm proud of myself for that. So we were at that bar. We tried the Guinness, had our drinks, played some games. We're like, okay, let's go to another bar. This bar would be fun. It's a literal pub and it's St. Patrick's Day. It has to be packed. There were maybe 5 people in there. Maybe. Her and I had only ever been there on like a super busy night. Like the first and last time I was ever there before this was New Year's Eve, almost right at midnight. So I was like, okay, this place is huge. No, it is like the tiniest bar I've ever been in downtown Lincoln on O Street. I was bamboozled. We both were. And then her and I both have a friend, coworker, who works at another bar. So we went in there and it must have been like 12:30 at night or something. Because we opened the door and this guy walks out and he was like, hey, ladies, we're closing at 12:30 just to let you know. That also lets you know how lame the St. Patrick's Day was. It was 12:30. Boo-hoo. Like, come on. I know it was a Sunday. I get it. But it is St. Patrick's Day in a college town. Like, go hard. Go big or go home. So we ultimately ended up driving to Taco Bell at pert near 1 a.m. While we were there, the guy, he was handing me back my card. He had a broken arm, by the way. I feel like I need to explain that. He dropped my card and it flew, like, under my car. So I had to get out in the drive-thru. And get my card out from underneath my car. I felt disgusting. It was not fun. Don't recommend. Then we came back to my apartment and watched a movie. It was a great time. But oh no, I was really expecting more. I wanted there to be more. I wanted to have so much fun. And I was texting Chastity because I didn't want to go out. At the beginning of the night, I did not want to go anywhere. I wanted to stay home and just live my best life because it was the last night of spring break. I just wanted to relax. Chastity convinced me to go out. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna have a fun night. Everyone's gonna be out. Everyone's gonna be out partying. It's gonna be great. No, there was nobody. So no, it kind of sucked. But you know what? I went out. I had fun with my friend. That's all that matters. It really is all that matters. At least I have a story now to tell about walking into a bar with 5 people in it. And they were line dancing to like a Lil Wayne song. Oh, huh? Make it make sense. I wish I could. It was just really weird, really random. I was honestly not a fan of it. So, St. Patrick's Day, Kaylee and I got back. I said we watched a movie. We watched the Eras Tour. We watched half of it, technically, because it was like 3 a.m. We both wanted to wake up early the next day because she was going to do my eyebrows that morning. So, we watched like half of it. But we were watching Tolerate It. And the entire time, in my head, I was wondering, why? Why were we surprised when her and Joe broke up? Did we not listen to Tolerate It? Did we not listen to Midnights? Huh? Literally one of the lines in Tolerate It. I know my love should be celebrated, but you tolerate it. This album came out in 2020. They broke up 2023? 2022? Late 2022? I don't know. I'll look it up. I'll fact check myself. And I don't know, just like everything on Midnights. Why were we surprised? Why? It doesn't make any sense. We were delusional. Okay. So Google is telling me, it's an article from Teen Vogue. Google is telling me that they broke up in April of 2023. Again, Midnights came out late 2022, early 2023, I believe. Yes, it was, I think, November of 2023, I believe. Oh, shit. Overshot a little bit. October 21st, 2022. Where the hell have I been? Anyways, I digress. I'm so messed up on my ears. So, let me restate this. Evermore, the album that Tolerated is on, where she literally says, "I know my love should be celebrated, but you tolerate it," came out 2020. Midnights, in its entirety, just the entire album itself, came out October 21st. Midnights is a breakup album. 100%. People might think Reputation is a breakup album or just like a revenge album. No, it's a love album. 100%. It's more romantic than Lover, and I could talk about that for years. I will die on that hill. Why were we so goddamn surprised? And a lot of this stuff, like, my Instagram has been full of, like, memes, I guess, kind of Taylor Swift. Of course they have been. I am Taylor Swift. She is mother. And it was like, she started dating Joe because he didn't care that she was Taylor Swift. And that's why they broke up. Hence, tolerate it. I know my love should be celebrated, but you tolerate it. I love that song. It has been my Roman Empire. it's so beautiful. Oh my gosh. Anyways, why were we surprised? Just why? So delusional. Absolutely delirious. Oh, another thing I want to talk about with my new job and just how much I love it. So basically, I sent my manager a text and I was like, "Hey, is there any way I could get Easter weekend off?" And she said, "I'll make something work for you. Do not worry." I was like, "Okay, thank you so much." I haven't been home to celebrate Easter in years. Like, I have not. I've always had something going on or something happened. We didn't have Easter. And it was a big deal growing up. Of course it was. I remember all of our Easter egg hunts. I almost said fights. Oh my gosh. And she was just like, "Oh my gosh, that sounds amazing. Huh? That's never happened to me before." Like, I love it. I love my new job so much. Oh my gosh, you guys. Tilda is looking at me like I am actually insane, which I kind of am, I'm not gonna lie. But, oh no, I really love my new job. Very lucky, very grateful. I work with a lot of great gals too. Super fun. And again, I already feel super comfortable around them, so it's great. I have been seeing this book all over my TikTok called A Little Life, and people were sobbing to it. And at the time I bought it, I still hadn't cried in like 100 days or whatever at the time. So I was like, okay, I'm going to read this book. And if I do not actually sob, I'm going to a doctor. Because at that point, 100 days without me crying, I'm the most emotional, dramatic person that I know. So for me to go like 2 weeks without crying is a miracle. And again, 100 days. I decided I was going to go to the doctor. I have not finished the book. I'm on page like 20. And I've read a lot on like TikTok, whatever, or on TikTok, that it's hard to get into. This author's writing style is weird, which, yes, I agree. But I haven't been reading much lately, and it really breaks my heart. I was on a really big reading kick at the beginning of the year, reading a book every other night. But now I'm just not, and it really breaks my heart, because I love reading. Just another one of those things where I don't know if I'm just so checked out that I haven't done it, or I'm just so, yeah, I think I've just been so mentally checked out with, like, only going to school, only working and everything. When I come home, I don't feel like I have time for myself. And I need to disassociate. It's been a lot. And I'm not gonna lie, it has been so difficult. Again, I really wanted to drop out so bad. But I made a promise to myself. I'm going to get through college. I'm going to graduate. I don't have that much longer left. And then I'll be done. For a while, because I don't plan on going any higher than my bachelor's. I probably should, but in my field, I don't think I need it. And once I graduate, I'm going to buy myself a nice, pretty, like, little ring or something. Nice necklace. Get myself a diamond. Because again, at work, selling jewelry now, I'm surrounded by all these pretty diamond necklaces and rings all day long. It's so tempting. I love them all so much. I've also been thinking I'm going to be actually insufferable when it comes to plan my wedding. I'm severely single, though, so that's not going to be for a while. I digress. Ooh. But it could happen. It could happen soon. Who fucking knows? I sure don't. I'm going to be insufferable. I worked at the dress shop. Yeah, it was 2 days, but still, I worked there. Worked at a makeup store. So I'm going to be doing like all my own makeup for my wedding, or I won't probably, maybe, I don't know. Like, I know all about that. I helped so many different brides pick out like their wedding lipsticks and all that other stuff. And now I work at a jewelry store. I'm going to be insufferable. And I kind of want to get into wedding planning. Maybe I should. And maybe just not be like my full-time thing, just kind of a little hobby, like with my friends. Like, I'll plan my friends' weddings. I think that'd be really fun. They wouldn't have to pay me like a full big price or anything, but I think I could do it. If not being their main wedding planner, I guess, just help them. Help them like a lot. Split it kind of 50-50 with them. 60-40, 80-20. I don't know. I think it'd be a lot of fun. Because, I don't know, I think it's just easier to have someone help you, but that's also my ADHD. I need to have a shadow with anything I'm doing. Earlier today, before I kind of like was talking to Ellie, and her mom's going to help me buy the car now, thankfully. But before that, I was really thinking of texting one of my friends, or texting like Kaylee or someone, being like, hey, what are you doing? I just need someone to come with me. Because I will be a bitch. I will stand up for myself when other people are around. But by myself, I just feel too vulnerable. So I couldn't have stood up for myself. But I don't know, I just like having a shadow. I'm much more productive when I have someone around. This is another reason I miss living in McCook, because Nicole was literally there 24/7. It was wonderful. It was great. It was amazing. But she was just my shadow. Like, I made her do everything with me. And it was, I don't know, I was, maybe that's why. I think that's the reason why I'm not as put together here as I was while living like in McCook or wherever. Because I don't have a shadow. I don't have anyone to like keep me accountable. I have no one. Absolutely not a person. I have my cats. That's it. They don't care. As long as they're fed, they don't give a shit. Another reason why this is therapy for me. I just talked my way out of myself. Just did a full 360, 180. I don't know. I've read somewhere that it doesn't make sense to do a 360 or 180. It doesn't make sense to do a full 360 because, you know, you're just in the same point that you started at. But doing a full 180, that makes more sense. I think that's what the saying's supposed to be, but I feel like people just say, do a full 360. I don't know. People confuse me. This is why I need to write stuff down. I had those voice memos. I didn't listen to them, but I can guarantee you that it's just about people driving in Lincoln and how much it pisses me off. I can absolutely guarantee it. And I already went into my feelings about those. But still, even then, like, I don't know, they kind of piss me off a little bit. I think I'm just over Lincoln. I think I'm tired of it. Like, I don't know. I like living out here, but I also don't. I like how there's more stuff out here. There's 4 Walmarts. I've been to 3. I'm disgusting, I know. But there's also a Trader Joe's and Chick-fil-A, so many different coffee shops. It's great. I don't go to Trader Joe's or Chick-fil-A a lot. I've been maybe 3 times since I've moved out here, but I go to Trader Joe's a lot. So that's what kind of upsets me about moving to Hayes. That's the only snag I'm caught on, is I'm not going to have a Trader Joe's just 5 minutes away from me anymore, but it's fine. I'll get over it. I could do just like a nice big day trip. Kind of like when I was living with mom and Trent or Stratton or wherever. We just go to like North Platte or Kearney for the day. Get stuff. Go to a big Walmart. Mostly that's what we would do. And go to Hobby Lobby. Oh gosh. And get the fast food that we couldn't get at home. Heck yeah. I could just do that. I don't know. I do miss living at home. Miss having all of my friends around. Haven't seen Chastity in a few months, and that really bums me out. Bums me out like none other. But who knows? Hopefully someday maybe I'll get to see her again. Maybe not in this lifetime. Perhaps another one. I know nothing. I think I just need to sleep for a solid 24 hours and get over my issues. get myself to a place where I don't have internal thoughts. Is there a way to turn that off without getting a lobotomy? Because if so, sign me up. New car? I kind of need to get a new bumper sticker. I want to get one. A bumper sticker that says I got a lobotomy at Claire's or just something stupid like that. Because on Debbie, I had my little window sticker that says. She's still technically alive. In a way. In the sense that she hasn't been crushed up in a cube yet, she's still alive. But it said, tell your cat, I said, pss, 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 pss. That got Tilda's attention. And that whole Kim Kardashian thing, I have a little bit of trauma associated with this. But the whole, you wouldn't put a bumper sticker on a Bentley. She was talking about getting tattoos. I had someone who I called a friend say that to me before. And obviously at the time I had tattoos. I have tattoos. And she didn't have any. So she was like saying that she was better than me. I've been thinking about that a lot lately too. That at the time it wasn't traumatizing. But now looking back on it, it was. Because you're saying I'm a shit person because I have tattoos. Really? Is that really what you're saying to me right now? And it's not that any of my tattoos are stupid. I have one slightly stupid tattoo. Most of my tattoos, though, are from my mom. Like, come on. You're seriously going to tell me that my tattoos that are about my dead mother are trash? That I'm a trash person for doing that? That's fucked up. That is fucked up. How dare you say that to me? Ugh. I need to go to therapy. No, but that whole thing was the reason I got, like, into therapy in the first place. That's crazy. There's a lot of stuff in my life that I really want to just dive deep into and explain everything. But a lot of this stuff, I need to tell names. And I don't want to talk about that person because I don't talk to that person anymore. There's just a lot of honestly other fucked up shit that's like, ooh, I should not be telling that on the internet. But I don't know, there's just like a lot of my life where it's like, oh, I wish I could tell you absolutely everything that happened. Like my old job, oh my gosh, I would have a fucking heyday telling you all the hot gossip. I'm still in the work group chat because the manager and I, very close. There were two managers that I got along with great. Only two. And her and I get along great. We're going to go out partying together. Not really, but kind of. And so I'm still in the work group chat, just to read the gossip. It's the only reason I'm still in there. Also, there was another coworker I had who I was super close with in the beginning, but towards the end kind of grew to hate her. So that's super fun. That's super iconic of me. Oh no, maybe I am just like a trash human being. I don't think I need to get in that headspace right now. I'm so excited to go home. I'm so excited. I'm going home for Easter. At this point, don't know how I'm going to get there. Because at this exact moment, I will not have a car. Again, hopefully that's all going to change within the next like 24 hours for me, but I won't have one. I'm going to make it my life's mission to get down there. And I'm so excited. Not only just like see family again, but just be home. I really think I just need that right now. Cause that's honestly what I've been saying this whole podcast. I'm so sorry I've been repeating myself the entire time, but I have to say it. I have to get it out there. I think I just need to be home. Get out of Lincoln for a little bit. I'm going to miss my cats so much. Oh my gosh. I hate leaving them when I go to class or go to work, and I'm a little crazy for this. But normally, on like my Mondays and Wednesdays, those are normally the days when I'm at class and work and have my big long days. Those are my really big, really big long days. So I'll leave my apartment at like 11:30 and I won't be home till like 9 o'clock at night. Doesn't that sound like a long day? I know. I'm dramatic. Leave me alone. But when I leave, I'll tell them, okay, girls, mom's going to work. I'm going to school and then I'm going to work. I should be home 8:30, 9 o'clock. It is currently 11:30 or whatever. So expect me home around then. And I do that every time I'm leaving, not even on just like my big days. When I'm going out to just like another class, to work, to run errands or anything, I'm like, okay, it's this time right now. I should be home around this time. So expect me home then. Because I genuinely think the only reason cats don't talk is because they're evading taxes. 100%. Those little fuckers are so smart. It's disgusting. How are they that smart? There was a time when Minerva knew sign language. And I think the only reason now that she like doesn't really know it anymore is because I don't have it on like a set schedule anymore. Because I always did it when she would eat. I would do the sign for eat and then feed her. But now they have their automatic feeder. It goes off whenever. And I don't have time for that anymore. But she literally knew sign language. I would look at her and I would do eat and she'd go running to her bowl. Incredible. What a smart little lady. I love her. They also knew German and they do know Spanish because of Chastity. And it really kind of bummed me out a little bit because they'll reply to Chastity and or I speaking Spanish to them, but not to German. Like, come on, that is so rude. They love their other mother more. So mean. You can ask anyone I've been close with. For the past like 2 weeks that I've been dealing with this whole car thing, I've been saying if I need to buy another car, I'm going to be so smart about it. Because I'm not saying I was stupid about the last one, but I kind of was. Because, I don't know, just I could have done better. I really could have. I still think I got a great deal out of the whole thing, but I just wish I would have been smarter. I wish I would have researched more. Because when I bought the car, it had like 150,000 miles on it. She was high up there. Another reason why I got it for so cheap. But she was just broken all the way around. In the worst way. The seatbelt on the passenger side was weird. Like, it still worked, but it just wouldn't really, like, roll up correctly. And when I bought the car, it was June when I bought Debbie. Miss Girl. Miss Thang. My little Dodge. Little. A Dodge Journey. She was a tank. I still don't understand how a little Honda Civic did that much damage, but whatever. It was summer. So when winter rolled around, the heater didn't work. That easily avoidable right then and there. But just wasn't thinking. I was... Okay, here's what just happened. So with this podcast recorder, it takes an SD card to record, to obviously store the information on and everything. With the SD cards, I've been used to it with like my little reader thing where it sticks out. I've been used to that. And I haven't recorded a podcast in a while. I do have two SD cards, but the other one, I thought I just kind of lost it. So I've been working with the one. Again, haven't recorded a podcast for a while. I've just been like videoing stuff for school and whatnot. So I've been recording for like an hour or so now. And I'm trying a new thing with my podcast recorder where I'm just plugging it like into the wall instead of batteries because it takes up so much battery. It's rude. So I just have it plugged into the wall. I looked over expecting to see the SD card sticking out and I didn't see it. So I was like, oh my gosh, it's not recording. I'm fucked. I've been recording for an hour. I spilt my soul. I exposed my heart in this thing. And it was recording, but it's not saved anywhere. So I'm screwed. I'm absolutely screwed. So I just had to take like a little pause and look in there. Found my other SD card. It's already in here. So that's great. Great for me. But that might've been the scariest moment of my life. Right then and there. I say that. It's really not. I've had a lot scarier moments in my life. Exhibit A, I was literally just in a car accident. Wow, that was a lot. That was a true whirlwind of emotions. Heartbroken because I thought I wasn't recording it. Excited that I actually was recording and actually saving it somewhere. Excited again because I found my other SD card. Hallelujah. So yeah, it was wild. What a time to be alive. It's really cute. Whenever Kaylee comes over, Matilda will crawl up behind her, like on the couch, lay behind her and just snore. Snore the entire time. It's actually precious. She normally like sits up behind me on the couch and snoring, but I think it's really cute that she does it to Kaylee. I just think that's really precious. So precious. So sweet. What a little doll. What a darling dear. Love her the most. I've been getting my eyebrows done recently, and by that I mean shaped, laminated, and tinted. And I love doing it because I've really been trying to get into the high maintenance to be low maintenance kind of lifestyle, and I love it. I'm here, living, thriving with it. But the first like 2 days after I got my eyebrows done, I look scary. Nicole has called me an angry bird, which she's not wrong. But then I like try to tell someone about it and they're like, I literally wouldn't have known a difference if you wouldn't have pointed it out. So I'm over here just like, am I delusional? Am I insane? Am I crazy? I am crazy. I am insane. I am delusional. Yes. But I don't need other people to point it out to me. I'm very self-aware on that aspect, which I think is great. I think everyone needs to be more self-aware. It's kind of crazy that this semester is going to be over so soon. I feel like it is absolutely flown by. Like, yeah, I've been super stressed, anxious, and depressed about the entire thing. But it really has flown by. I mean, we're already halfway through it. I feel like last semester really didn't fly by that fast. And I know a gal who's also a transfer student. Literally, like, same year, same everything as me. And her and I, we were just talking the other day. And I was like, yeah, I've just been super stressed out and overwhelmed. Like, this semester has actually sucked for me. She's like, oh, me too. I think it's the transfer student thing, which I didn't even think about. I thought it was just me being dramatic and picking like the wrong courses or something. I'm just taking too many of these like intense courses at one time. But apparently it's a thing for everyone, for every transfer student. So that's great. It's good to know that everyone else is dealing with this same way I am. Makes me feel not so alone anymore. I don't know. I feel a lot better than I did when I started this podcast episode. Like I said throughout the entire thing, this is like therapy to me. So just being able to talk and even being able to reflect on everything has helped me so much. But I think that is it for this episode. I might do another one. This has been really nice. I really liked it. Thank you so much for tuning in to Sorry in Advance. I post Wednesdays, 5:30 in the morning. You can find us everywhere. KRNU.UNL.edu, Apple, Spotify, Amazon, so many other places. I can't even think of them all right now. But I hope you all have a wonderful day, night, weekend, evening, whenever you're listening to this. And stay safe out there.